For Tuesday, October 6th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. Today, we're going to be looking at the letter of Paul to the Galatians in chapter 1, specifically verses 15 and 16. I'm going to read from verse 11 through to verse 24. This portion of scripture is titled, Paul Called by God. Grab your Bible, open it with me if you would, to the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 11. Follow along as I read. This is what the word of God teaches. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were the apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, he who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Bent of Regeneration. And this is what he wrote. If Jesus Christ is to regenerate me, what is the problem he is up against? I have a heredity I had no say in. I am not holy nor likely to be. And if all Jesus Christ can do is tell me I must be holy, his teaching plants despair. But if Jesus Christ is a regenerator, one who can put me into his own heredity of holiness, then I begin to see what he is driving at when he says that I have to be holy. Redemption means that Jesus Christ can put into any man the hereditary position that was in himself, and all the standards he gives are based on that disposition. His teaching is for the life he puts in. The moral transaction on my part is agreement with God's verdict on sin in the cross of Jesus Christ. The New Testament teaching about regeneration is that when a man is struck by a sense of need, God will put the Holy Spirit into his spirit, and his personal spirit will be energized by the Spirit of the Son of God until Christ be formed in you. The moral miracle of redemption is that God can put into me a new disposition whereby I can live a totally new life. When I reach the frontier of need and know my limitations, Jesus says, "Blessed are you." But I have to get there. God cannot put into me, a responsible moral being, the disposition that was in Jesus Christ unless I am conscious I need it. Just as the disposition of sin entered into the human race by one man, so the Holy Spirit entered the human race by another man. And redemption means that I can be delivered from the heredity of sin and through Jesus Christ can receive an unsullied heredity, that is, the Holy Spirit. Well, saints, join us again tomorrow as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Where we talk about reconciliation. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.